If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
All right, here's the new problem we have. On the weekend, and actually during the week as well, we have all this time now. We're inside, and you feel like you have to do something. You have to accomplish something, right? You have to organize. You have to get to work on a project you've been putting off for a long time. And there are all sorts of things online, tutorials telling you how to do things. And if you're like me, you don't quite get around to everything. But then if you're like Marianne, you probably do. What did you accomplish, like, for example, yesterday, Marianne?
Well, Bob, good morning. Yesterday I went for a walk with a friend. I finished a jigsaw puzzle. I created a recipe to post on Suso Sport, my food website. I did laundry. I cleaned the bathroom. I worked on my e-commerce business, which is Savvy Planet, as you know, on my book. I played Bananagrams with our daughter, Daniela, and then I met my friends for happy hour on Zoom. What did you do when you got home from work?
Let's see here. Let me think for a minute. Can I get back to you on that? No.
I think I know the answer.
Well, you know, with all the extra time, you know, we think we should be constructive and accomplish many things during the day. I have found that actually the busier I am, the more productive I am. When I've been off the air for periods of time, and I have all the time in the world, I get nothing done. But you know what? We can't put any more pressure on ourselves now. We've got enough anxiety going right now. But what I do is I just make lists of projects. So that's what I did yesterday. I added to my list.
Oh, okay. But you did. Okay.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
It feels
eventually
really good when you cross something off your list. So, yeah. You know, what's happening is that everybody is on their computer, and I don't know what you get for emails, but every other email I get is a tip on how to, you know, organize your room or, you know, make a recipe or write a book or what you need to do to stay in shape during this time. And then there's viral challenges and, you know, there's so much coming at you. And a lot of people just feel like, you know, hopeless because they're not getting any of this done. And when you don't have any structure in your day, you are like, before you know it, it's like, you know, you're saying, oh, my God, it's 5 p.m. Where did the day go?
Yeah.
So here's something that I thought was really interesting that happened. Somebody, not a person who actually has like a ton of followers on social media or anything, but just a woman who, she tweeted her quarantine routine that keeps her structured and stable. And this thing went viral because I think there's such a hunger out there to figure out how to get it all done. And all she said was, this is my quarantine routine. It's just a general guide for myself based on my goals and what works for me. So what happened is after she posted it, all these people started responding with their quarantine routines. And it's really helpful, like, to, you know, to, if you do have a routine, you will get a lot of things done. So do you want me to tell you some of the things that are on her routine?
Yeah, give us a couple.
Okay, so, all right, so she does it by time, and so, like, 7 o'clock, it's her wake-up routine. So that includes whatever it means for you to wake up, like your skincare, your stretch, making your bed, eating your breakfast, getting dressed. All right, 8 o'clock, something for the soul, so meditate and read for, like, a half hour. All right, and then 8:30 to 11:30, something for your brain, like, you know, if you're in school, do schoolwork. If you want to do a puzzle, whatever. You know, schedule in lunchtime. So it's an hour that you can relax and just eat lunch. You know, in the early afternoon, something for the body, like whether it's exercise, biking, yoga, treadmill, whatever it is. Something productive after that, like choose a chore that you want to do. So it's just one chore. You know, it can be clean out your drawers or, you know, wash your makeup brushes, or whatever it is that you want to get accomplished. Then something for your heart. Uh-huh. And then, you know, that's like, that can include any hobby or baking or whatever. You know, 4 to 6 p.m., something fun, like being lazy, watching something, you know, on TV.
I like that one.
Schedule dinner time, and then your winding down routine. And I'm telling you, these things are so, like, it really hit a nerve with so many people. She, you know, she, this is, again, somebody who didn't even have a lot of followers, and she got 500,000 likes. Well, 522,000 likes on her tweet.
Wow.
And a lot of other people posting their quarantine routines, and it's just a way to get structure and a sense of control, you know, over your day.
Yeah, but
what are you going to put on your list, Bob?
Make lists.
But there
are people who, where is that text? I just saw it. Someone just sent us a message saying they actually have less time right now because they're at home with a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. So there's a lot of that going on as well, isn't there?
Right. There's a lot of that going on, but you can do a routine that includes them as well. You know, you can have the, you know, like instead of just a free for all that you're, you know, just taking care of the kids, well, set up some, this is game time, this is movie time, this is, let's go out in the yard and, you know, pick weeds, you know, time. I mean, like, whatever it is, but as long as you have some kind of a structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's a way to do it. There probably is, but if you want, I'll give your producer this, well, she has it already, this post so other people can see, like, how easy it is to, you know, just get a quarantine routine on paper.
Yep,
we'll if you have it on paper, you're reading it, and then you're trying to abide by it,
right,
and just life becomes a lot easier.
We'll get that up at WGNRadio.com on our show site. All right. Well, Marianne, just please, no more puzzles. Don't buy any more puzzles.
Oh, sorry. We just ordered another one.
I'll see you.
Maybe you'll
while.
Take part in this one.
I'll work on it on the 12th of never.
Yeah.
All right. Later.
See you later. Bye.